Resorts World Genting announces surprise closure of two casinos. Resorts World Genting, one of Malaysia's most renowned international tourist destinations, has made a significant decision that will reshape its gaming landscape. Genting BHD, the company behind the integrated resort, has announced the closure of two of its gaming zones, Circus Palace and Hollywood, effective immediately. The end of an era. This move leaves only the Sky Casino operational, marking a notable shift in the leisure and gaming offerings at the Genting Highlands. Resorts World Genting is the only property in Malaysia to offer legal casino gambling. For years, the Circus Palace and Hollywood gaming zones have been integral parts of the Genting Highlands experience, offering not just games of chance but also a unique atmosphere where visitors could immerse themselves in a world of entertainment. However, recent trends have shown a decline in patronage, leading to the decision to close both gaming zones. The closure of these iconic gaming zones comes amidst ongoing challenges posed by the COVID-19 pandemic. Genting didn't provide a lot of details about the closures, nor did it specify if it will reopen the venues in the near future. Closure comes amid revenue increase. Genting Malaysia, the parent company of Resorts World Genting, reported a net profit of 158.3 million Malaysian ringgit, 33.8 million United States dollars, for the 3 months ending on September 30, 2023, marking a significant improvement from the previous year's loss of 8.2 million Malaysian ringgit, 1.75 million United States dollars. This positive financial performance was driven by improved revenues across all of its gaming operations in Malaysia, the UK, Egypt, the US, and the Bahamas. In the third quarter of 2023, the company's revenue increased by 19% to 2.71 billion Malaysian ringgit, 579 million United States dollars, compared to the same period in the previous year. Resorts World Genting saw a 20% improvement in revenue to 1.68 billion Malaysian ringgit, 359 million United States dollars. The company's adjusted EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortization, also saw a significant increase, rising by 27% year-on-year to 747.6 million Malaysian ringgit, 160 million United States dollars, for the group as a whole. In Malaysia, adjusted EBITDA increased by 27% to 563.9 million Malaysian ringgit, 120 million United States dollars. For the first 9 months of 2023, Genting Malaysia recorded a 21% increase in revenue to 7.47 billion Malaysian ringgit, 1.60 billion United States dollars, and a 9% increase in adjusted EBITDA to 1.79 billion Malaysian ringgit, 382 million United States dollars. Resorts World Genting saw a 27% increase in revenue to 4.62 billion Malaysian ringgit, 987 million United States dollars, and a 31% increase in adjusted EBITDA to 1.53 billion Malaysian ringgit, 327 million United States dollars, during this period.